This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration did something interesting today. It said, on the record, in the form of a presidential executive order, that it wants more competition in the private sector in this economy, and government agencies have 60 days to figure out how they are going to do that. The Federal Communications Commission is first up. The White House wants the FCC to figure out ways to open up television set-top boxes to competition, about which more in just a second. First, though, the Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, on competition in this economy and where the U.S. is in the global economy. She is here with us at the corner of 2nd and Figaro in downtown L.A. Madam Secretary, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Thank you for coming to the studio. It's a treat to have you in the building.
Happy to be here in L.A.
I want to start with this executive order from the president today about the federal government doing what it can to increase competition in the private sector. Mm-hmm. I can hear the howls from conservative economists and business owners and leaders in this country saying, are you kidding me? You want to improve competition in the private economy? Get government out of the way. Don't give me more rules. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Well, I think that that's true in some instances. And obviously, the president's been very focused on trying to roll back regulations in certain areas. But as it relates to set-top boxes, you know, one of the challenges has been for 20 years, Congress has said we need to have more competition in the set-top mm-hmm. box. And now that the technology is caught up to a point where we have content coming at us on the internet, we have content coming at us on our phones, et cetera. Why shouldn't we be able in our homes to have more flexibility? And that's really fundamentally one of the issues the president's focused on.
Which I get, but you understand the irony here of the government sort of regulating competition. You will have competition.
I think really what the government is trying to say is, how do we create the conditions where there's more competition?
All right. I want to run something by you that I spoke with your colleague, Treasury Secretary Liu, about on Monday. We had a good chat. We went half an hour, he and I did. Unfortunately, we had to leave the questions on the Trans-Pacific Partnership on the cutting room floor for time, because this is only a half-hour broadcast. But I do want to get back to it with you and circle around to the question of this. Congress has said it's not going to touch that thing until a lame duck, if at all. You are now tasked in a trade-heavy political season with selling this thing both to the Congress mm-hmm. and the American people. I wonder whether you think you're losing the battle there.
Let's step back for a minute and talk about trade in a larger context, which is the strength of a country is often measured by the strength of its economy. And one of the things that we're trying to do in this administration is give our economy as much a chance as possible to grow. Mm-hmm. And 95% of customers are outside the United States. 80% of purchasing power is outside the United States. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is an agreement that addresses the fastest growing marketplace in the world, the Asia-Pacific mm-hmm. region. This is a marketplace where our companies do not have equal access today. And what we know is that American businesses that export create jobs that pay more for Americans here in the United States. So this is about creating opportunity, making sure that the international labor standards are applied countries.
Why then, by and large, is American labor so opposed to this deal?
I think it's a knee-jerk reaction. And I think that there is, you know, any kind of shift has repercussions. One of the things that we've been very focused on as we talk about trade, as we talk about globalization, as we talk about the implications for technology on the workforce, is that we have to also invest in workforce training and to make sure that those folks, as markets change, have the opportunity to be reskilled or upskilled to meet the jobs that are as our economies are changing. But that's going to happen with or without trade agreements. So we need to focus on that.
What happens if this thing does not pass? Then what do you do?
Well, it's a terrible loss for America, because the other part, and if you read, you know, Secretary Kerry gave a very important speech this week about the national security implications mm-hmm. of TPP. You know, this right now, what we've negotiated and the deal that we've got is one where America is leading in the Asia Pacific region. Without this, our leadership is diminished. And that's a problem as you have a rising China, as you have extraordinary trade going on in the fastest growing marketplace in the world.
What's your biggest worry about the American economy in a global environment today?
My biggest worry is access. Countries are, you know, working through various means to reduce access by American companies to their marketplaces. And that's why TPP is so important. That's why TTIP is so important.
That's the European trade deal.
Exactly. And it's why we're constantly working at the Department of Commerce to try and help American companies be able to sell their goods around the world.
Let me make sure I understood you there. You think countries are trying to deny American corporations and firms access to their markets?
I think that they put up trade barriers that make it very difficult at times for American companies.
Penny Pritzker is the Secretary of Commerce. Thanks, ma'am, very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.